In 1721, Russia's Peter the Great began a 43-year reign over a Russia he was determined to bring into modern times. Embarking on a tour of modern capitals across Europe, he instituted a forced modernization of his own country that included building programs, increased taxation, and the construction of a modern capital and namesake, St. Petersburg. One of Peter's greatest goals was the modernization of the Russian army, both in its organization and in the technology of its weaponry. Advances in weapons technology, he promised, would provide Russia with the edge it needed to vault itself into modernity and catch up to the nations of Western Europe. Peter the Great even established Russia's first Academy of the Sciences in St. Petersburg, though the lack of Russian thinkers meant that, for the moment, the academy was staffed with scientists from Sweden and Germany. Russia's future rulers, whether czars or socialists, would continue to promise that technology and science would secure Russia's place amongst the nations. Konstantin Tsiolkovsky, born in 1857, was the son of a Polish deportee to Siberia. A mathematician, inventor and thinker, he is credited with the Tsiolkovsky formula, which established the relationships among rocket speed, the speed of the gas at exit, and the mass of the rocket and its propellant, and is the basis of much of the spacecraft engineering. Looking for the earliest mention of manned spaceflight in Russian history, one finds a story recorded by Brian Harvey in his Soviet and Russian Lunar Exploration. He tells of a Soviet scientist, Mikhail Tikhonov, who suggested a manned spaceflight in the pages of a children's magazine, which attracted the attention of both foreign governments and his own. We do not have long to wait. We can assume that the bold dream of Tsiolkovsky will be realized within the next 10 to 15 years. All of you will become witnesses to this, and some of you may even be participants in unprecedented journeys, he wrote to his audience of Soviet youth. Harvey writes of the early and little-known collaboration of Tikhonov and a then-little-known Russian military scientist by the name of Sergei Korolev, who would become the Soviet's chief designer and the mind behind much of the Soviet space achievement for almost 2 decades. The Soviet space program started in earnest with the work of 3 scientists in the 1930s, but it would be a rough road to the earliest successes. Sergei Korolev, a Ukrainian technical student, along with fellow scientists, was recruited by the Soviet government in the early 1930s to incorporate their experiments with rockets, propelled by Glushko engines into the higher reaches, where they could see the sky turn deep violet. These early flights were conducted with balloons, either unmanned or manned, such as the flight of USSR-1, and allowed Soviet scientists to collect information about air quality, the appearance of the sun, and the reaction of their craft to cosmic rays that proved important for later missions. During Stalin's purge of the Soviet generals, many of these scientists became suspect, and some, including Korolev, spent time in prison camps. Korolev was a victim of one of hundreds of Stalinist purges when he and a list of 74 additional Russian scientists were accused and isolated for purging after the usual Stalinist show trial. The charges that led to Korolev's conviction consisted of utterly ludicrous crimes in the field of a new technology. Korolev was said to have shared the experience of his trial and conviction with 2 cosmonauts, Yuri Gagarin and Alexei Leonov, many years later. He told of being questioned by 3 Soviet officials after being arrested without warning at his home in 1938. His trial, according to Korolev, lasted only 1 minute, after he was required to read off a list of 3 specific charges. Korolev denied the charges. Korolev, unlike many others, was not slated for immediate execution, but was given a 10-year sentence in a forced labour camp where he endured, among other things, a broken jaw that never healed correctly.